As the hot Roman sun baked the Eternal City at midday today, it didn't stop the tens of thousands of pilgrims from gathering in St. Peter's Square to pray the Angelus with Pope Benedict XVI and to hear his message for the day.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum.
Pope Benedict turned his attention to the significant liturgical solemnities which surround this 12th Sunday in ordinary time, specifically the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, of Saints Peter and Paul, and of Saint John the Baptist.
Yesterday, we celebrated the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist.
St. John the Baptist, added Pope Benedict, is the only saint whose birth is commemorated because it was a sign of the beginning of the fulfillment of God's divine promises. John is that prophet, says the Pope, who was destined to immediately precede the Messiah to prepare the people of Israel for his coming.
Per preparare il popolo di Israele alla sua venuta.
Pope Benedict says that St. John's solemnity recalls how our lives should always be relative to Christ and how the words of this saint are applicable for every Christian. As he must increase, I must decrease, just as Saints Peter and Paul presented, who we celebrate too this Thursday.
This example of this great saint's generous and persevering faith inspire each one of us to be steadfast in our Christian life and courageous heralds of the gospel.
Rome is indeed in a spirit of festival to mark the solemnity of this key patron of their eternal city, St. John the Baptist, to whom Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran is dedicated. Celebrations include processions, masses in various piazzas and musical shows. Rector of the Lateran University and Auxiliary Bishop of Rome, Rino Fisichella, spoke to us about the importance of marking such feasts in these popular, sacred and traditional ways.
St. John the Baptist is one of the patrons of the city, and this is a public feast. Starting from the beginning of the church, starting from the beginning of our profession of faith, the profession of faith was made in a public way, and the nature of faith, of Christian faith, is public. And I would like to underline this, especially in Rome. The second meaning, I think, is that we are called, especially at this time in which there is a culture with different signs of individualism, of egoism, of relativism, to say in public that our faith is a faith of love.
Pope Benedict also spoke about the combination of popular devotion and deep theological truths when he turned his attention to Friday's Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Abbiamo celebrato il Sacro Cuore di Gesù, ricorrenza che unisce felicemente la devozione popolare alla profondità teologica.
The Pope spoke about the tradition for some families across the world to consecrate themselves to the Sacred Heart and display an image of it in their homes. He adds, though, that the roots of this devotion are found in the mystery of the Incarnation, and it's precisely through Jesus' heart, then, that the love of God for humanity is sublimely manifested.
Si è manifestato l'amore di Dio verso l'umanità.
It's for this authentic devotion to the Sacred Heart which has conserved the feast's validity. The feast particularly coincides with what has become the World Day of Prayer for the Sanctification of Priests. The Holy Father then took this occasion to invite all faithful to always pray for priests, that they may be worthy witnesses to the love of Christ.
A pregare sempre per i sacerdoti.
The Pope concluded his Angelus address with words of condolences for the families and victims of Saturday's Sicilian highway bridge collapse. He prayed that working conditions may be improved, and to this he added an appeal to all those going on vacation in these coming weeks to take especial care in their travels, particularly, he said, in the car, as we must respect ourselves and the lives of others.
Amen. May you have a blessed Sunday and a pleasant time at Rome.